Hello and welcome to China Clean Tech, Zhang Tai Chuang Xin. My name is Marilyn Wei, my Chinese name is Wei Mali, and I'm joined by my co-hosts
Andrew Chang, and my Chinese name is Zhang Tianlong.
I lead the Climate and Clean Energy Portfolio at the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, which covers China, Europe, and the United States.
And I am the Program Director for New Energy Nexus China. We are an international organization that supports entrepreneurs with funds, accelerators, and networks. So Marilyn and I started to brainstorm this idea of this podcast back in 2019, which seems like a decade ago from a 2020 perspective. The world has turned upside down since then, and we have now completely changed the way we live and work. And at that time, trade between the United States and China was at best strained, and things have only become more troublesome. Especially if you, like us, want to solve climate change, we know that innovation is a critical part of the solution and requires entrepreneurs from all corners of the globe to continue to build with purpose.
So we thought it would be helpful to highlight the green economy startups in China, including how they interact with the United States startup ecosystem. We are bi-coastal, broadcasting from Oakland, California and Shanghai. Both of these locations represent the largest climate tech hubs with $11.7 billion in clean tech funding in the Oakland Bay Area, and the second largest climate tech funding scene at $7.5 billion in Shanghai.
Yeah, so with all this happening, it's really exciting to be in both locations, both China and the US, and more specifically the Bay Area and Shanghai, talking about clean tech. So the first few clean tech episodes were initially intended to be monthly, but we decided to serialize them as the context for the content has been quickly evolving. We are covering clean tech, highlighting a wide variety of solutions from plant-based diet companies to energy data and research providers to Chinese entrepreneurs looking outward, providing clean lighting to emerging markets around the world. The idea is to give the world a glimpse of what's cooking in clean tech in China. Marilyn, do you have a favorite episode in the series?
I like them all. I really got into Starfield because I think plant-based meats could really change the game in China and thus the world. I also really appreciated the undertold story of Shenzhen Power Solutions and just how uniquely positioned a China-based entrepreneur who grew up poor is to developing solutions for the low-income segment of economically poor countries. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed Shenzhen Power Solutions, and like you, I enjoy all the series. I actually follow Yuki Yu's Energy Iceberg religiously. Although she's not a technology startup herself, her mission is very similar to ours: outbound communication to international companies that are keen to learn about the Chinese energy industry. This information isn't always easy to find, unfortunately, and oftentimes the details aren't translated into English. Therefore, Yuki does an incredible job summarizing the key points, trends, and insights of the industry. And as you know, China's energy transition is largely a top-down approach, meaning government oftentimes can jumpstart emerging industries with a snap of the finger.
Back in September 2020, President Xi announced that China will peak CO2 emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060, 10 years after many other industrialized nations. China is in the midst of finalizing the next five-year plan, and so it's an exciting time to cover this green, low-carbon China that we really all want.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the next upcoming five-year plan, the 14th five-year plan to be more specific. At the same time, though, China's now added recently 11 gigawatts of coal-fired capacity in the first 6 months of 2020. That's more than half the amount built worldwide during the same period. Moreover, nearly 250 gigawatts of coal-fired power plants are under development in China. That's the equivalent amount of power consumed by Germany in 2019. According to Quartz, post-COVID-19 stimulus spending on fossil fuels is three times larger than spending on clean energy, including nearly $25 billion on coal-fired power plants and even more in mining and processing. While there are ambitious climate plans, according to President Xi's recent speech, we are seeing that China is reverting back to its old ways, and that's for two reasons. One is energy security, and the second is economic fear. Coal is still a trusted industry in China. Building new coal plants is a way to support provinces and other industries such as mining and heavy industry.
Exciting stuff. So tune in for the next China Clean Tech podcast series on the latest stories, technologies, policy developments, and entrepreneurs in China.